The new estimates on growth are contained in a new report on global economic prospects issued in June. While the World Bank predicts greater than 5% growth for the global economy this year, recovery for sub-Saharan Africa is expected to be somewhat less. Output in the region is predicted to grow by 2.8%, in part because of the slow rate of vaccinations against COVID-19 and to a slowdown in investments in infrastructure. But the report says expected demands for commodities by Africa's main trading partners, the U.S. and China, could increase growth on the continent to 3.3% in 2022. The bank says growth will be highest in the continent's three largest economies, Nigeria, Angola, and South Africa. Expected demand for lucrative exports like oil is projected to boost growth in Nigeria this year by 1.8% and up to 2.1% in 2022. An increased demand for metals and minerals could mean 3.5% growth this year for South Africa and over 5% for Botswana. To a large degree, an economic rebound depends on success in curtailing and ultimately eliminating COVID-19. While the pandemic has claimed many lives, it has also led to massive job losses, increased food prices, a drop in global tourism, and reduced gains in fighting poverty. Ehan Kusi is the director of the World Bank's Prospects Group.
Single most important risk is associated with distribution and deployment of vaccines, controlling the pandemic. If we don't control the health crisis, we cannot have an even recovery. We cannot have the type of strong recovery we would like to have.
Economists say the fight to control COVID-19 in Africa with deficit spending has strained budgets, an issue that could become an impediment to growth and investment. Nyang Jai is a leading Gambian economist.
Countries such as the Gambia and many other countries within the West Africa region and to a large extent Africa made significant expenditures to ward off COVID. But unfortunately, these expenditures were backed mostly by debt. And now this debt has already added to a bloated debt.
Njai suggests that debt forgiveness could hasten Africa's economic recovery. It is a strategy that has been used before by the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund to cancel or reduce repayments for heavily indebted poor countries or HIPIC.
Equally, I think it is time at an African level, more so at a regional level, i.e. ECOWAS, to come up with a comprehensive strategy for debt forgiveness that we have seen during the HIPIC 1 and HIPIC 2 initiative of the 1990s and early 2000s. Debt forgiveness is just one way for the African economies, to be precise, to really rebound and recover.
The World Bank report warns that global growth in Africa and globally could be affected by a rebound of inflation that has accompanied recovering economic activity. In a related matter, the bank cautions policymakers to resist subsidies or price controls that could put in upward pressure on food prices. The report also encourages ways of lowering trade costs by reducing cumbersome logistics and border procedures, moves that could stimulate investment and growth. Economies could also be boosted by sustained investment in infrastructure, greater export diversification, and continued implementation of reforms to improve foreign investment. For VOA News, this is Pandering by reporting from Raleigh, North Carolina.